New production in Personal Space centres around a 9-year-old girl called Nameless, who experiences the world differently to others around her. I spoke with director of the show, Julian Jentsch, who's also artistic director at Company AT, Autistic Theatre, about the importance of telling Nameless's story.
Nameless is very smart, but has a few other issues that make her isolated at school. She doesn't have any friends. She's also a very picky eater, only eats hot chips. She also is prone to meltdowns when things get too overwhelming, and she'll also stim, which is what autistic people do. You know, they might flap their hands or rock or, you know, turn around in a circle.
Initially, she doesn't know, and nobody around her knows that she has an autism diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
Presenting that on stage, you're showing her confusion and her experience in interactions with other people. Is that what's going on?
I think she probably realises life's a bit different for her, but two of her needs are taken care of. She's pretty fine and she really enjoys her solitary intellectual pursuits, but there are issues that come up. Her father, who's the stay-at-home dad but works from home, he strongly suspects that she's on the spectrum, and it's her mother who's in denial because she actually sees a lot of herself in Nameless, and she had to actually work hard to learn all the things that people on the spectrum have to learn, like social interaction and non-literal meaning and non-verbal and communication and things like that. She did it, and she was very gifted, so Nameless is very gifted, she'll be able to do the same, and she's very wary of that label and what that's going to mean for her. So there's that conflict between the parents as well.
So it addresses that fear of label when realistically sometimes that can be an inroad to comfort and understanding and respect.
Yes, the label can be a double-edged sword, but it's also something that's desperately needed because, you know, without the label, then you are just strange and you don't have any reference for other people to understand you. And how we sort of tackle that, I think, is very educational for the audience.
How important is it to tell a story like this when you have actors who are sympathetic in terms of understanding the reality of living with autism?
We can really create an authentic story. In Personal Space, written by Emily Steele, but we actually had an 8-month creative development process with Emily and two other tutors, Edwin Kemper-Trill and Yasmin Gubaru, that with the weekly sessions where the ensemble actually had the opportunity to create content and ideas, and then Emily picked up on that and then would write scenes and would try them out and see if they worked. So it's very much coming from a place of creation from the ensemble, so from autistic people. Given that, it's extremely authentic and extremely powerful, so it's, you know, created by autistic people, performed by autistic people, for autistic people, but also when it's done that way, the neurotypical audience is going to actually have such a visceral and encompassing experience and help them learn what it is actually like to be on the spectrum, and that in turn is going to make life better for people on the spectrum in general. That's really why the company exists, I think, to create social change for autistic people through art.
Julian Jentsch, Artistic Director at Company AT and Director of Impersonal Space, which is being presented at Dream Big Festival in Adelaide, and then hopefully will tour around the country.